what good can it bring? How can a river run when all that's left of it is dry storm and its spring? Oh, the tales this time could tell. Oh, the tales this town could tell. Oh, the tales this town.
All right, Chris.
All right.
Just off to footy.
I still can't figure out why he left it to me.
Well, he didn't have any family, did he?
He's got two lads somewhere. Never sees them, so he said.
Did he? Oh, I never knew that.
His missus up sticks and left after the strike. You know what it was like back then.
Before my time, Chris.
So his two lads will be out there somewhere. Older than you.
Do you think they know about Jeff?
I don't know. But they're not back here looking for him, are they? Once you get out of Carlton, you have to keep on walking. Never look back. He was my friend for 40 years and I still don't know what happened to him back then. How he lost his kids.
40 years? Heck, that's forever.
I was only a kid when I met him. I had this Yamaha that we nicked from the Heights. Used to ride it up and down the back here on the railway tracks. One day I dropped my roll-up down my shirt sleeve and rolled my bike trying to get it out.
Brutal!
I thought at the time that crashing seemed better than setting myself alight. When I came round, everything had gone green and there was this huge fella stood over me.
Jeff.
I thought I was probably dead, so I didn't cheek him. Then he said, "You're alive then." I'd flown about 15 feet, ended up here. Took out half his cabbages and ended up face down in his leek trench.
Oh, I bet he went off it.
Ah, he did. Picked me up by the neck like I was a pup. I thought I was going to die after all.
Then what happened?
He gave me a fork and a shovel and sat and watched me put all his plants back in.
Oh, he didn't.
Aye. Every one with the roots pressed in clean in their rows, like nothing had ever happened. I was probably still bleeding.
Well, then what?
Then he told me if I ever did out like that again, he'd have me on toast with his kippers. So I legged it. Only problem is, I forgot the bike and had to go back next morning and ask for it back.
Did he know it was Nick then?
I'm sure he must have.
But he gave you it back?
On the condition that I gave up smoking before I did myself a serious injury and that I joined the Colliers.
You used to play for the Colliers?
Yeah, I certainly did. I wasn't too bad. But there were lads who played better.
Maybe that's why he gave you all this then. For old time's sake.
I don't know. He was up to summat. Jeff Jeffries didn't have a sentimental bone in his body.
What's that, do you think? Half buried there.
Just some old junk. Folk have chucked all sort off the railway line.
What's that? Coat hanger?
You can probably get BBC Two with that.
Nah, since you finally switched on the digital, you can't get BBC at all now. Do folk even use these nowadays? What do you think you did down here all day? Apart from dreaming up new insults for the Colliers for a Saturday.
Match today.
Aye. None of the lads' hearts are in it. I've been pushing the hours on the job, making up for that afternoon we lost at the funeral. At least my back's not as bad as it was. I thought last weekend I was going to have to pack it in, but it's not that bad now for some reason.
What do you do then, Jemmy?
In a construction trade, you know. Houses and that. A bit of offices and schools.
Building them?
Carpet fitting. Mainly carpets, but a good line in lino and laminates if folk have got the cash.
Dab hand at the canvas, eh?
No, painting. Strictly floor coverings. It's union rules. It's a job, though, innit?
What are you doing?
What?
With that wire.
What? This? Now?
How are you making it vibrate like that?
I'm not doing anything. It's just sort of moving by itself.
How are you doing that? Come over here, give us a look.
Well, it stopped now. But if I move it back again... Now that's strange, isn't it? It's something round here that's doing it. Look.
It's like them fellas who look for water. They're, what do you call them? Diviners.
Like the Divine Comedy?
Yeah, something like that. Must be behind them weeds. Hey, what do you think that is then?
You what?
This big tap.
Looks like a big tap.
Aye, but for what? Looks old.
Who knows?
I can't see what it's connected to, but it's set in deep. What's that for then? Must be just something for the allotment.
I didn't think there was any mains water out here.
No, there isn't. There hasn't been running water in the changing rooms next door since they shut off the pit baths. What do we do with it then?
You could just turn it on and see what happens.
Oh, and that's your expert building trade opinion?
Can't comment on taps. Union rules.
Oh, there, that's as far as it goes. Should be on full.
And drum roll. Nout.
Huh. Now what? What's the use of a tap if it does nout?
Can always rip it out.
Sounds like hard work to me.
That's Carlton in a nutshell, that is. Full of perfectly practical stuff that does absolutely nout useful.
But why would Jeff leave it there if it does nout?
Maybe he was just getting past all the heavy lifting.
Nah, he'd have made mincemeat of that at 80-odd. He'll have had some system going. Just got to figure out what it is.
Oh, heck, it's nearly kick-off. Best head next door and look like I'm willing.
Yeah, good luck then.
Aye, maybe today is the day the collier's luck will change.
You reckon?
Take it easy.
Always do. And I've got a beer in one hand and every colour of the rainbow in the other.
Oi! What are you doing?
Thought the place needed cheering up a bit.
Are you mad?
Bit of colour.
Jeff will be losing it right now, wherever he is.
Yep, reckon so.
Careful, probably come back and haunt you for that.
Oh, good. At least then we'll know why he left me the sodden allotment in the first place. Aye, that's all right, that is.
He spent years trying to get them tags off.
New regime. If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah, want a beer?
Bit early, isn't it? You going up to watch the match?
I like to watch it from up here.
Can you actually see the pitch?
I can see enough to know they're dreadful.
Except Gemma. You know, I could imagine you up there in that box with the other fella, giving it your Jose Marino.
I'm all right here.
Jamie had tryouts for some big club when we were kids.
So what happened?
I don't know. He just didn't go.
Why is that then? He's not bad.
He's good, isn't he? Even I can see that. I don't even like football. How long have they got?
Another long and painful 80 minutes. I can hardly bear to watch it. The Colliers used to be the best team in the Northern League, and now look at them. They can hardly stand up.
Really? I can't imagine them being any good.
Yeah, Carlton Pitt was top of the tables for tonnage, and the Colliers were the best side in the Northern League. Everyone knows that. That was 1972, when they had that FA Cup run, and the gaffer was going mad because they all had to be back from London in time for the next shift.
Why was that then?
Because they all worked down the pit. Why do you think they called the Colliers?
Oh, aye, I suppose.
It was an amazing run. Legend. But then it was the first strike, and everything started changing. When they finally closed the pit, everything slid back. They couldn't use the pit baths anymore. Then they couldn't pay to keep up the pitch. Before all that, the colliery clubs in the town hall used to chip in. Leather caps, deputies club, officials, all of them. They all put some money in. And all came out for the matches and all.
Now you sounded like me nana, back in the good old days, when Carlton in Bloom was the best kept village in the world. And now you'd be hard pressed to find a blade of grass anywhere, including on that pitch.
Yeah, there's a golf course.
That's well over the border, don't count. Look at this place, there isn't a stalk with a petal on it.
Hello? Sapphire? Long time no. Yeah? Yes? Well, I hedged on the shoes. Yeah. Saturday? Difficult. Difficult. Cheddar has had a better year. Parmesan? Unpredictable in the current climate. Yeah, I think so. 100 on the double Gloucester. But only if Stroppy is leading off. He's on a roll. Yeah. Good. Merci. A feeder's Anne.
Sapphire, was it?
Oh, dear me.
How are they doing?
Awful. They had possession and now they're stuck just over the halfway line. Blimey. A slow motion replay of a cheese getting squashed would be better than this. Ref, come on! Just kick it! And now he's fallen over. Who does he think he is? Luis Suarez? Come on!
Calm down, eh? Football's hardly a matter of life or death.
No, it's much more serious than that.
Why did they let it fall away then?
Ooh, that little fella. He's got two left feet and he can't kick a ball with either of them.
No, the old colliers. The pit men. You think when the pit closed, they'd have had more to prove. More to fight for.
Nah, it doesn't work like that. Football's in your heart, more than in your head. And they just dried up.
That's just daft. I would have come out fighting.
Well, they didn't.
How do you know all this?
Ooh, desperate. He just played an inch-perfect ball to no one in particular.
Mind, Jemmy's playing a blinder, isn't he? I haven't seen him run like that in years. He could score from there, I reckon.
No chance.
Wanna bet?
Are you mad? Beckham couldn't even make that. Well, he definitely wouldn't make it now, but even 15 years ago he would have been hard-pressed. That lad's still down.
It doesn't look that far from here. I reckon Jemmy could do it. Shall we bet?
You don't want to make a bet with me.
Why's that then?
Because I always win.
Always?
Every single time.
You a gambler then?
Professional. I never lose.
That's what they all say. That's what my old granddad used to say, and he must have lost thousands in his time. He'd bet on anything.
There's lousy odds on that for you. Oh, the referee's blown up.
Ooh, bet that hurt. Ooh, he's bounced off that old mattress. I mean, who's left that there? It's only half an extra mile to the tip. Some people.
You'd be crazy to make that bet. I'm not even sure your daft old granddad would make it.
Well, he's been dead 20 years, so we'll never know. I don't normally bet on out. There was one piece of advice my nana gave me, and it stuck with me. She said the problem with betting was that you should only bet on what you know. And the problem with my granddad was he didn't know out about anything.
She's right.
And I don't know much about football, but I've just got this really good feeling about Jemmy today.
Oh, no. Not another one.
What's that?
Visitors just scored on the break. Again.
What's the score then?
7-0.
Oh, right.
They're getting thrashed. At least they're consistent.
I don't know. Luck can change, can't it? That's what I keep telling myself.
They don't need luck. They need an act of God.
They'll be hard-pressed in Carlton Road ends. They haven't even got a full-time vicar. They've got a timeshare and not one from Easton and Granby.
Oh, come on, lads. At least look like you're trying to score, honestly.
So this is football, then? Boring, innit? I don't know what you're seeing at all.
Foul! Ref! Oh, he's blind.
Do they have a scrum in football? I thought that was rugby.
No, that's just a fight.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Now what?
Free kick. Try and get it down the middle, Jemmy. Down the middle.
He could score from there. I bet you.
So what's the money then? 50? 100?
Nah, I've got a better idea. We'll bet for the Colliers.
The Colliers?
Whoever loses the bet takes on the Colliers as the new manager.
Yeah, right.
All they need is someone to whip them into shape a bit. How hard can it be?
Most of them need retiring. You're mad.
What? Scared you might lose?
I told you. I never lose.
Well, we'll shake on it then. Shall we?
Can do.
Grand.
Don't say I didn't warn you. They're just rubbish. Pass it! Pass it! Not to me, idiot.
Left a bit. No other left. How hard can it be?
On his head, son. No, he's past him. Keep possession. Near post. Oh, he's left it too late. No, 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 on the volley. Yes, yes. Oh, no. Yes. Keep going. Don't stop now. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oi, Jimmy. You great lump. Just volley it.
Did you see that? It just...
Aye. Told you so.